and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Please come with me too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
To have it fixed.
Because you always take care of it.
But the telephone has never been out of order before.
No, but the TV was.
Right, Chrissy. As a matter of fact, I did call. And the telephone company's going to send a man over.
Oh, I knew you'd take care of this. When's he coming?
This afternoon.
This afternoon? I can't wait that long. I'm expecting a call from my date.
Oh, yeah? Who are you going out with?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't called yet.
You know what, Chrissy? I kind of like it this way. I mean, it's nice and quiet for a change.
Oh, Janet, I can't live without a telephone.
Oh, please. People got along for thousands of years without a telephone. Now, what do you suppose they did?
Probably sat around wondering what the yellow pages were for.
Girls! Girls! You will never believe what just happened.
What?
Well, I was jogging along.
I don't believe you.
Neither do I.
Okay, if you don't want to hear about the naked girl I saw...
Wait, what naked girl?
I don't know her name. I was running along the beach, and I turned and said hi, and then I tripped over another one.
Another naked girl?
Yes, everyone on that beach was nude.
They weren't wearing anything?
Right, that's nude. That's good. No, they were just wearing suntan lotion. Can you imagine? Everywhere I looked, all I saw were shiny hills.
You mean right down here on our beach?
Yes.
Now, come on, Jack. You're putting us on.
It's true. I spent the last half hour talking to a naked redhead. Just to make sure.
Understand. I thought they had their own beach.
Yeah, Chrissy, they were thrown off it and they had to move to ours. They're fighting for their rights. They got picket signs and everything. It's a big demonstration.
You mean that it's really organized?
Yeah.
There were nude men down there, too.
There must have been.
Boy, Chrissy, I can sure think of a few people in this neighborhood who are not going to like this.
Why? People have a right to sunbathe nude if they want to.
Oh, yeah, of course they do.
Taking their beach away from them was wrong.
I agree.
And I think they should be supported in their fight.
Right.
Well, good. Let's go down and we'll help them, okay?
Right.
We'll show them we're on their side.
All right.
We can take our clothes off when we get there.
Wrong! Take our clothes off.
You can't pick it with your clothes on.
Why not? It works for the Teamsters.
Janet, it's a nude beach. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but naked. Chrissy, you wouldn't be embarrassed?
No, it's for a good cause.
Well, send him a donation.
Janet, this is an emergency.
Chrissy.
Like going to the doctor. I mean, you wouldn't be embarrassed taking your clothes off in front of the doctor, would you?
Well, no,
just think of all these people then looking at you as doctors.
Chrissy.
How do you do? My name is Dr. Tripper.
Yes, look here at this. No, Chrissy, no, I can't do it.
Hey, Chrissy, I'll go with you.
Forget it.
Wait a minute. You mean you'd undress in front of strangers, but not in front of moi?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does. If they see me nude, it doesn't matter because I don't know them and they don't know me and I don't know who's seeing me and they don't know who they're seeing. But I know you and you know me and I know who you'll be seeing and you know who you'll be seeing and both of them are me.
No, I don't see.
And you're not going to.
I'd undress in front of you.
Later, Jack, when we need a good laugh.
Hey, look who's talking. I know you'd never go to a nude beach, Janet.
Oh, yeah? And what makes you so sure?
Well, you don't do wild things like that. You're not the type.
Oh, really, Jack? And just what type am I?
Oh, come on. You know, you're solid, reliable, dependable.
You make me sound like a used car.
No, Janet, I'm complimenting you. And by the way, I love your dashboard.
Wait. Listen, you. I do a lot of crazy things.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Well, like last night. Uh-huh. You, yeah. You should have seen what I did to Roy last night.
Oh, yeah? What'd you do?
Well, first I grabbed him.
Mercy.
Yeah, and then I brought him back and I bent him deep like this.
Oh, yeah, yeah?
And then, Jack.
Yes.
I just stared deeply into his eyes.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you, Jack.
Yeah?
I could have done anything I wanted to.
So tell me, what'd you do?
Nothing.
Why?
Well, he was foaming at the mouth just the way you are. So I dropped him.
I love it when you're physical.
Hi, Stanley.
Hi, Alan.
Where you been all morning?
Walking on a beach.
Really? We've lived here 20 years. You never walk on the beach.
Well, it's time I started. See my binoculars anyplace?
They're in the desk drawer. Why?
Oh, I saw some things out there that I never saw before.
Now, what kind of things?
Shells. Seashells.
Oh, I love looking at seashells.
Oh, so do I.
They come in such beautiful shapes.
Oh, I know. Oh, here they are.
So where are you going now?
To look at some more shells.
With binoculars?
Well, sure. See, this way you can look at them without disturbing them.
What?
It's ecology. You know? Save our seashells.
Just terrific.
Hi, gang.
Hey, what are you doing here? I thought you'd be spending all day at the beach.
Oh, come on, Jack. That's the minor leagues. A bunch of naked chicks standing around is no challenge for a guy like me.
They all turned you down, huh?
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, how about a game of chess with the champ?
Oh, no, thanks. I just dropped by to invite you lovely people to brunch.
What?
Well, it is my turn, remember?
How could we forget? It's been your turn for months.
Oh, I know. It's taken me this long because I've been searching for the perfect place to take all of you to brunch.
What place is that?
One to match my style.
A cheap dump, huh?
Now, that's unkind, Tripper. It happens to be a great Greek restaurant just opened down on the beach.
Greek?
Yeah.
Come on. So great atmosphere.
No, wait, Guy, we can't go. There's a telephone.
Oh, yeah, she's right. You see, Larry, our phone's out of order. We have to be here and let the repairman in.
All three of you? It only takes one person to open the door.
Yeah, but who wants to do it?
Yeah.
Well, Janet will take care of it. You can always count on Janet.
What's yeah, that? Well, we'll bring her back
sure.
Something.
Thank you.
Hey, Chrissy.
We'll bring you back.
Jack?
Are you sure you don't mind?
Mind? She loves doing things like this. Good old, reliable Janet. Love you.
Good old, reliable Janet.
Thank you.
Patty.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Oh, Mrs. Roper, could I please ask you a question?
Oh, sure, honey. What is it?
am I reliable?
Of course you are.
That's a terrible thing to say. Don't you see, Mrs. Roper? Reliable is dull, and dull is boring. Boring's no fun. What, do you like people who are dull and boring and no fun?
I must. I married one.
I'm tired of being taken for granted.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I don't want to sit around and wait for the telephone man. I want to go out and do something that's wild and crazy.
Me too.
I just don't know what it is yet.
I do. But it doesn't help.
Oh, hi, Janet.
Oh, hi.
Where are the other girls?
They are down at the beach, Mr. Roper. They went down there to try out that new Greek restaurant.
Oh, speaking of beaches, Stanley, how's your new hobby coming along?
Oh, fine, fine. I saw some beauties today.
Oh, Stanley's been out all day looking for seashells.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. Oh, he got tired of the nude beach?
Nude beach?
Didn't Mr. Roper tell you? Yeah, hey, our beach has gone nude.
Really? I didn't notice anything.
So you've been out looking for shells, huh? What kind of shells, Stanley? Bomb shells?
I'm a married man, Helen. I mean, what am I going to do with a beach full of naked women?
Good Lord, he's even forgotten that.
Will you listen to me?
Now, you listen to me, Stanley. Now, don't you go near that beach. I find one grain of sand in your shoes, and you're gonna get it.
Whatever you say, Helen. I want to go take a nap.
No. You think you're being taken for granted.
I know. It's awful.
I have everything those women on the beach have.
Oh, of course you do.
And he doesn't need binoculars to see it either.
Oh, Mrs. Roper. Mrs. Roper, I think you've hit on the answer for both of us.
I have?
Yes, yeah. Remember we were talking. We said we want to do something wild and crazy?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Let's go down to that nude beach and let's join the demonstration. Yeah, come on, Mrs. Roper. Let's go down and prove that we're people too.
Oh, Janet, that's a terrific idea.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Oh. What are you doing?
I'm writing a note to Stanley.
Why?
If I'm going to do something behind his back, I want him to know about.
Let's go.
Oh, my glasses.
Your glasses? I just thought you used those for driving.
And for looking at seashells.
Huh?
They do come in both sexes, you know.
Helen, will you answer the door? I'm coming. Coming.
Hi, can I come in?
Thanks. Wait a minute.
I just want to use your phone.
Well, I don't think I'm... Helen!
I just want to use your phone to call for a ride home. You see, I was demonstrating on the beach when the cops raided us.
You were one of the demonstrators?
Uh-huh.
In the...
Nude.
Shh.
Why do they always hassle us? All we want to do is just live a life without hang-ups. Just be open and truthful.
I know what you mean. I'm the same way.
Hello, Tom? Can you pick me up? It's a long story. I'll be at the corner of Ocean and Demora. Okay. Bye. He'll only be a few minutes.
Can I get you anything? Coffee? A raincoat?
No, thanks. What a day. You know something was incredible on that beach?
Sure was. I mean, was it?
You know, some weirdos actually came down there just to stare at us.
You're kidding.
Some of them even had binoculars. You know, you look familiar. Haven't I seen you someplace?
No, I've never been there.
Did I see you earlier today?
You might have. Were you in church?
You're cute. Hey, listen, you know, it's a little hot in here. Do you mind if I just take this
off? No, please don't do that. Don't do that.
Something the matter?
No, nothing. Wait a minute. Did you say the police arrested everybody at Nude Beach today?
Oh, yeah, mostly the women.
My wife was there. She's a woman. Did you see her? Tall, redhead. Looks like her stockings are hanging down, but she's not wearing any. She's probably in jail right now. Come on, let's go. Oh, excuse me.
What am I going to tell my guy?
Just don't tell him you were ever in here. Oh, excuse me.
Did I tell you this place had atmosphere? Sure, but what about the food? I'll tell you the truth, Jack. I've been here 5 times. I don't know if they even serve food.
You mean this is brunch?
For some people, yes.
Am I doing it right?
You are if you're trying to clean off the chair.
Jack, they say that every movement has meaning. They talk with their bodies.
I think she's stuttering.
Hey, man. Huh?
Oh, she likes you, Larry.
Hey, look at this.
Oh! Real class. Cannot take him anywhere.
Thanks.
Looks about you get a little
hi. No, thanks. No.
Oh, no, yeah.
I'm just
Go ahead, Dad.
She shoots from the hip.
Huge strawberry.
Chrissy, Larry, am I glad to see you?
Mr. Roper.
There's something happened today at the Nude Beach.
What was that?
What is it? What's
going on? She wants you to dance with her.
Who? Oh, my God. I don't think you understand. See, I'm just visiting. I don't work here.
Yeah, but you better let her lead.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell...
Oh. Don't hold back.
All right. That's not the worst part. Helen and Janet were there.
What?
They thought?
They weren't. They're probably in jail right now.
Come on, we gotta go get them out.
Hey, wait for me. Here, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's keep in touch.
Boy, that police station sure was crowded with nudists.
I know. Every time they sat down, it sounded like a round of applause.
Well, at least the police gave them blankets to cover themselves.
Yeah, but did you notice the great-looking girls got all the moth-eaten blankets?
Oh, you would.
Well, why weren't Helen and Janet there?
Well, maybe they didn't go to the beach after all.
Well, then where are they?
Psst.
What was that?
What was what?
That psst.
Fantastic. How'd you do that?
Stanley. over here.
Helen, how'd you get up with...
Don't come any closer. I'm not decent.
I know that. I'm your husband. I mean, what am I going to see that I haven't seen before?
Me.
Hello, everyone. Could someone get us something to cover up with, please?
Yeah, I'll get you something. You've got no clothes on?
What are you doing back there anyway?
Giving the azaleas a thrill.
Where are your clothes?
We left them on the beach. When the police came, we just took off.
But that's 3 blocks away. How'd you get here from the beach?
Faster than you can imagine.
Well, why didn't you just go right in the house?
The door's locked.
You don't have a key?
Where would I carry it?
Well, I really admire you, Janet.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, here I was the one who was talking about stripping for a good cause, and you're the one who went out and did something about it. You bared your soul. And...
Among other things.
I guess I'm just a talker, and you're a doer.
Hey, it's not too late, little Chrissy.
It's not?
No. You want me to hold your clothes for you? No, I'm sorry.
Jack, come on, it's no joke.
Hey, Janet, I'm sorry.
No joke! Oh,
sorry, I forgot. Town man, here's one for you, Mrs.
Thanks,
Roper.
Larry.
And one for you, Janet.
Larry, you threw that high on purpose.
Well, it was worth a try.
I'll see you later.
All right, Larry.
Bye, kid.
Oh, look here. Here's Lay and Lana, the two Hawaiian pineapples.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Boy, I wish I had the nerve to do crazy, wild things like that.
Oh, well, Chrissy, you know, it was really nothing. I just decided that from now on, nothing is going to faze me.
Boy, that Larry should get some new towels, either that or sew up those gaping holes in
what?
The back of this one right there.
All right, Helen, let's go. Next time you want to take your clothes off and run around, make sure it's in our apartment.
Oh, Stanley, do you mean it?
Well, just warn me ahead of time. I'll go to the movies or something.
Jack.
Huh?
Jack, I still think that we should have waited for the phone man.
Yeah, the note said he'd be here on Monday.
Look, any idiot can fix a phone. It's very simple. The red wire goes there, the green wire goes there, and the black wire shouldn't be touched. Okay. Hang it up.
I'll hang it up.
All right. Now, who wants to make the first call? Somebody's calling us.
Oh.
Hello? 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 I can't hear anything. Hello?
Maybe it's not for you.
What do we do?
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Yeah, any idiot can fix a phone.
Night, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
Shut up.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.